Spiritual the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual the Podcast. I'm Haley McElwee.
I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And today we're going to talk about
New Year's resolutions / intentions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nikki doesn't like to call them resolutions.
I don't.
She likes to call them intentions.
Yeah, I just feel like resolutions has, I don't know, there's like something about it that I don't like, and it makes it feel very stressful or like goal orientated and not how I like to view going into the year, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think we've all set it up to think of it as something we're going to change, kind of like a diet for this year, as opposed to something that is going, we're going to change as a part of our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think intention better carries that idea out.
Yeah, I think that resolution makes it sound like there's something wrong with you, that you have to change it. And yeah, it is just for like the year. And then you'll do a new one the next year versus changing your lifestyle, something that's going to carry on, that you want to continue to better. And it makes you feel a little more whole versus incomplete with resolution. So yeah.
Yeah.
Intention just makes me feel better about it.
Yeah. It reminds me of a yoga class when they're like, today I want your intention to be.
Dude, do they talk about that in the yoga class that you've gone to?
Yes, and those are the ones that I like.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I always talk about that. I like it when they give me something to think about. When they say, find your intention, then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking on the spot about that.
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
And I like to give like a kind of my own theme and give example intentions based off of what I talk about, and but then I always am like, if that doesn't resonate with you, feel free to create something that does.
Yes. Yeah, I really appreciate that, just to have something to think about that someone's given you, as opposed to them saying figure something out, because I'm just worried about getting through the yoga class. Yeah,
when I first started taking yoga classes after college, but that's where I first heard, okay, create an intention of your own choosing and blah, blah, blah. And I always would stress out, like, oh my God, what is my intention for this class? I don't know. There's so many things to work on. And then she's like, all right, now do that. And I'm like, I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's great when they give you your own. But yeah, it is really nice to embed into your year. But yeah, 2020.
Yeah.
It just feels really good. I was talking about this with my god sister yesterday, Nina. Shout out to her. I think she listens to this.
Probably. She seems cool.
Yeah, she's really cool. And we were talking about, she was talking about numerology, and I had listened to a podcast on That's So Retrograde, where they had someone come in and talk about numerology and like 2020, how it comes up to the number 4, because you add all the numbers together, and 4 is like such a complete, blissful, harmony number, and like when you look at 2020, it feel like it looks pleasing because it's symmetrical, all these things. And yeah, it's just 2020, I don't know why.
Yeah.
And maybe it is all the spiritual stuff and the numerology behind it, but it just feels like it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
An easy year.
I feel like a fresh beginning always sounds really appealing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. Yeah.
But I think the fresh beginning of 2019 wasn't as nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like 2019, like looking at the number isn't. Yeah, right. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember it being so
ready
exciting.
To go. Yeah.
It was like, all right, new year. But this is like 2020. Maybe it's because it's a new decade.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just excited for the year. Kind of scoot closer.
And those crazy bars. Those bars are such a pain in the ass.
So before we start to talk about our New Year's intentions and the traditions we have around New Year's, we would like to share with you the cocktails that we had before this podcast.
Yes.
So we went to this really great place in Bridgeport called the Duck Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been quite a few times. Haley's been once before.
With you.
Yes, husband. With me.
Yeah. And it was
they're
really
revealing.
Good. Yeah.
So I had the Devil's Tongue, and it has a lot of things that I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce. So it has ginger beer, habanero shrub, lime, creme de mure, and...
Oh, cachaca?
Cachaca.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is, but it was delicious, and it is the drink that I normally get when I'm there, although I've had quite a few, and they were all really delicious. And Haley got the Bacchus and Amethyst.
Sure did. It was really good. Had a cute little shape on tap.
Did.
Yes. It was made with dry gin, which I love, Pinot Sherry, freeze-dried blueberry, vanilla, lemon, and some good egg white.
Yes, I've had that one before too, and it's really, really great. Yeah. We had Jarrell as our waiter, and I've seen him every single time that I've gone there.
Yeah.
And one time he did say, like, oh, I saw you before, but this time he didn't. So,
wow. But I do think when we were checking out, I meant to mention this, I do think he went, and he gave a little,
yeah, oh, yeah. So maybe
towards you. So I feel like.
Maybe he knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we met Brandon, who mm-hmm. I've also seen every single time that I've gone. And he said he's in charge of the cocktails.
Yes.
So shout out to them for being super awesome.
Yeah.
And our cocktails were amazing. This is like the place that my husband and I, Jose, take our friends because their food's really great. Their mm-hmm. drinks are really great. We also had food as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
From their classic menu. And we had the fried cheese curds from mm-hmm. their classic menu. And their menu changes seasonally. So
yes.
Those are always on there, but the other things on the other side are always different.
They were super good. The caper Caesar sauce on the Brussels yeah. sprouts was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like loving Big Brussels sprouts recently.
Oh, me
too. I know you've always
liked them.
Even
when I smell them around. Yeah.
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 Sometimes they smell a little like
I don't
dirt.
I like
yeah.
them.
I need them like made really well in like a fancy way.
Yes.
Otherwise, I won't eat them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm a fan of that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really yummy. But yeah, so that was a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki does love Duck Inn. She talks about it all the time, and I really
it's
like
really
it
good.
Too. I've only ever been with her, so I need to go more often. But
and they
cool
have a
spot.
Patio in the summertime, which is really
ooh,
nice.
That would
yeah.
be lovely. And then now we're drinking some Klinkerbrick Zinfandel, which is my favorite Zinfandel in the whole world. The steakhouse that I worked at in college had this on their menu as like an option that's fairly affordable. It's a really solid choice. Like, you really can't go wrong with it. And if I find this in the grocery store, sometimes I can find it in Whole Foods. Not right now. I haven't been able to, but I found it at Mariano's for $15, which is usually it's closer to $18. Mm-hmm. And it's really wonderful.
So,
yeah. It's like my
that's
absolute
that's so funny.
Favorite.
You love when you worked at
yeah.
a restaurant in college.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
always talk about it.
I know. I love I love that place. I want to go back to Bloomington just to visit them. And
so
usually,
funny.
As you know, if anybody has worked in the service industry, that's quite often not the way you feel about places you've worked in the service industry. But I worked at Yonko's Little Zagreb. And mm-hmm. if anybody's from Bloomington, you know that it's wonderful. But it was an amazing work experience. And
that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
I
don't
always appreciate
that.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I learned so much about wine there too. And that is something that I think I will be excited about for the rest of my life because I love wine now.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Yonko.
The way you open up bottles with the thing is super cool. And we can't figure it out. Like, me and Jose have both tried opening up wine bottles. And I'm like, this is how Haley does it. You do it. And he can't do it. And I don't know how you do it. So
I used to be so intimidated. Now I love it. And I, yeah, I would get
it.
So excited when I would go home from college and, like, my parents would have wine and I could open it fancy for them. I mean, not even fancy, just using and really the servers key correctly.
Yeah,
but
I don't have that.
But, yeah, it's really cool. And the owners of that place, too, I have to say, Mark and Julia really care about wine and care about everybody being able to experience good wine. So they set their prices so affordably for wonderful bottles just because it's something that they want everybody else to appreciate,
mm-hmm.
which I also think is so cool because if you go there and you look at their wine list, which is an amazing wine list and is so carefully curated, it's you find the same wines that you would find for twice as much at other restaurants because they want you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
And wine is something that is so easy to mark up in, mm-hmm. in restaurants, but they don't take advantage of that. And it's just really cool. So
it's ridiculous
yeah.
how much restaurants mark it up.
Yeah. Like, because they can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't bring
like,
it in.
Right.
And you need it.
Yeah. Yeah. You need it. You need
yeah.
that bottle of wine.
Yeah.
For our anniversary, we went to Maple and Ash and we like picked, I want to say the cheapest bottle of wine, and it was $70.
Oh my god.
And then I looked it up on Amazon while we were at the table and it was like
$19.
Mm. I was like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is so ridiculous. And it wasn't, you know, it was good, but it was nothing special. It was like a normal $20 bottle of wine.
Right, right.
That we paid $65,
$70
for.
So much money for. Yeah.
Yeah. That's upsetting.
It is. Oh, man. And even this clinker break, like, I think second I had it at Geha's when we went to that fondue place, and I think it was, like, 42, and we knew we could buy it for 18, but it's still a cheaper bottle that we knew we couldn't, we wouldn't get a bad, it wouldn't be a bad choice.
It'd be good. Yeah.
Because sometimes restaurants can, too, buy a bottle of wine for $6 and make it $30, but then you have a really shitty bottle of wine that you pay $30 for. So, yeah. Anyway, that's tangent.
Yeah.
Wine
tangent. That's how tangent. We feel about wine, yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, New Year's resolutions and intentions.
Woohoo!
So I like to, before setting anything for the new year, like to kind of reflect back on the past year and really recognize challenges first and also celebrate, you know, the triumphs, but more importantly, recognize the challenges and see where I could better myself from those. Like, what can I learn from those challenges? What can I take away? And I think we should all be doing that with all challenges for the most part. At the end of the day, hopefully it's something that could help you grow and be better and whatnot. So I like to do that. And then from that, kind of figure out what would I like to do differently in the upcoming year and kind of embed that into my life. And this year, I've been super into astrology, and I was reading this book called The Missing Element by, I want to say it's by Deborah Silverman, but I could be wrong, but I think it is. It's got to be Deborah Silverman, The Missing Element, and it's not like super into all the things you need to know for astrology, although she knows all the things, but it is about looking at your natal chart and seeing what element is missing, so all of the signs are associated with an element. So Gemini is air and Libra's air and Aquarius air and Leo is fire and Cancer is water, all those things. So you're looking at your own chart once you like go online and figure that out and see what element you are lacking most in, and then start to bring balance into your life by bringing parts of that element back in. So my chart is mostly all air. I just don't have a lot of water. So I have a little bit of fire, a little bit of earth, but like no water. And I posted this on my Instagram over winter break just about like taking baths and how I was like so much more at ease when I had a ritual of taking a bath every week. And that was my intuition, like just saying I need to do this back then before I knew all this. Mm. And recently I've been bringing that back in. So long story short, bringing more water into my life is kind of my intention for the year. But most importantly, the thing about water is being able to do things with fluidity and more ease. And 2020, with it feeling like it's going to be an easy year, I want to be able to move and like work from a place of compassion and ease and fluidity. So like bringing that in, working from this, not having to be stressed and worried about things, but just being like, yeah, this is work, but I'm not going to overly worry about it because I'm so much in my head, like that's the air, which you're also air. So I'm sure you know all about that too. But yeah, just like being so in the head, being able to take a step back from that, not overanalyze all the things. So that is my intention for the year, bringing in that balance and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
That's amazing. That's so well thought out. I really should. And I need to, you know.
You need to look up your time. You told me, didn't you? No, you didn't. You don't know your time.
My mom gave me a guesstimate.
Oh, right. But it was
it's hard when I don't.
8 a.m. or 11 p.m. Like, wasn't it like something ridiculous?
It was like sometime around noon, but we don't know if it was before noon or after noon.
Yeah, you gotta know that.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Where's your birth certificate?
We don't know. I'm sure it's somewhere. I'm sure someone has it somewhere.
Well, yeah. You need to know that because I think it would be beneficial.
I believe that I'm lacking water because I'm craving, like, well, I've always loved being in water. Like, I've been a swimmer forever and love being near water in, like, big forms, like lakes or ocean. And I've been craving that a lot. So maybe that's part of it. And, you know, I crave a good bath. I can't wait to get out of this freaking place so that I can have a bathtub. But I don't know. But that's just all I'm thinking. Now I'm just thinking about water. Maybe there's some fire that's missing, too. I don't know.
I think you're missing fire.
Why? Is what makes you say that?
Because I feel like fiery people, and I could be wrong. I should preface, I'm not an astrologer, and I literally know nothing about it except for what I've read or heard on podcasts or like when
tell
I make
me
it
like
in my
you're
brain.
A pro.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is what you right. mean. Yeah, fiery people. You know, they're like, no, I don't know. You're pretty fiery, but I think fiery people are okay with confrontation
oh,
and like,
yeah,
being aggressive.
It.
And I think you need more of that.
Yeah,
of like putting your foot down.
Yeah,
in bigger ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I avoid confrontation for sure.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah.
But also, I'm really glad, like, if I were someone that liked confrontation.
No, you don't need to
I'd
like it, but they're like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't like confrontation.
Yeah.
But I'm, in most situations, when I pick and choose my battles, I'm okay with being like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Or like, that's not okay that you asked that.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in most ways, I would consider myself a stubborn person, but I would prefer not to address it if I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's brought up.
Oh, I'm always like, address it.
Yeah.
Address it now.
I know.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I do need some more fire. Maybe I'm all air, too. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Just
gotta get
that
birth certificate.
Yeah. I asked my mom too, like,
yeah,
what time she was born so I could look up her chart. She's like, I don't know. I'm sure all that stuff got lost in the fire, so I guess I'll never know. I was like, all right.
I think
that's good.
I think your town, if I'm correct, there's got to be a record somewhere. Like, you can't just lose it and
right.
it's gone forever.
I'm
Someone's
sure you can look
know.
It up, but
yeah.
she's not about it, so
oh, fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my New Year's intention.
I love it. I think it's so well thought out. I should think more about mine. I tend to get into a habit of just go on everything I need to get done and then not spending time thinking about things like that. And so I should spend more time thinking about things like that. But when I was thinking about the resolution or intention that I wanted to set for this year, I was thinking about being able to say no to things that I don't want to do or don't need to make time to do. Because sometimes I have a habit of trying to please people in a way that takes away from my own needs or happiness just because I don't want to disappoint others. Mm-hmm. But I think that I need to find a better balance in some of those ways and just be able to say, nope, I can't do that actually because I'm busy doing this or because I need this time for myself so that
or
I don't,
because I don't
go crazy.
Want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like if you feel like you're disappointing them when you say yes to them, you're disappointing yourself. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, on some level, you're
yeah.
taking away time for yourself
yeah.
to do what you need to do.
Totally. Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Yeah.
That was mine last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I did a better job of it, but I'm still trying to not be so go.
Right.
That's an air thing.
Yeah.
That's an air thing. Air people
really?
Are so busy. Like, they're all about movement. It's like, you know, think about like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
mm-hmm.
going to the next place and moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I believe.
Always on the move.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. I think you need to do that. I think you've done a better job of that, though.
Thank you. I think over this past year,
yeah.
I made myself, like, I recognized that I needed to do that. And so I did
mm-hmm.
out of necessity. And I think I just need to continue to do that. For the past 2 years, I've been saying I'm going to drink more water, too. And I'm like,
so that's another
on
one.
It.
That's, like, a big one. No, for 2021, I'd be like, I have to drink so much more water.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Drinking more water.
I think it's good to recognize, too, that intentions can keep going. And we
mm-hmm.
can just keep
Yeah, you don't need a new that. Year to create one.
Right.
And, yeah, you don't need it to be January to, like, really get into it either, you know?
Exactly.
It's, yeah, it's a
yeah.
work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always. You're always a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Christina, who was on our second episode, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
She
First guest.
And her husband came up with creating intentions for each other, which
I
think
is
cool. really fun.
Mm-hmm.
If like you're not super into like making your own or you don't even know where to start,
mm-hmm.
asking someone to create one for you that's close to you is
mm-hmm.
a really great starting point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's
I like
so
that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good idea.
She's going to make one for both of us and we're going to make one for her
yes.
and each other.
I need to think about it. I just haven't.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. At all.
I kind of thought about it for her.
Yeah.
And I've always had one for you, but I feel like I want to change it.
Now I'm so curious.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
But I told Jose that we should do it. But when we did, I feel like mine for his, I'm trying to remember what I said to him. I'm not going to say it now, what I told him. But I feel like both of ours ended up being, like, stupid. Like, you need to clean the dishes more. Like not a real thoughtful
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So funny.
That is funny.
You and Sakir should do that too.
Yeah, we should. I feel like, I think that Christina gave him one that he really liked. That he was like, I think I'm going to use that.
Do you remember what it was? I remember. So this was at my New Year's Eve party.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we were drinking alcohol. So I don't quite remember what she said, but I remember standing there and seeing her saying, oh, "You should do this." And he was like, "Yeah," but
she
I just
was
don't
really
remember
into
what
it.
She said.
But I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. She's good at it.
Yeah. Do you have any other traditions for New Year's?
Well, you know what I was just thinking? Because I wasn't thinking along the lines of traditions at all. But for some reason, when you said that, I had this flashback, like literally when we just started this, of Alyssa and I being on the beach in Panama because we were working with Movement Exchange. We were there over winter break and New Year's Eve when we were in college. And everybody was basically like taking their resolutions, or maybe it was their negative things. I forget what it was. They wrote something on a piece of paper and they're putting it in the fire. So we wrote it.
Who are these people? Like
all the people that we were with. Like it was like other dancer people, but then also people that we just met in Panama. Like these guys that had a really nice place on the beach. It was very nice. but Alyssa and I were in our own little hammock, just like sitting and talking in our hammock, and we missed it because we were just talking. We missed New Year's Eve, like throwing it into the fire, but it was still such an amazing time. Like I'm glad we missed it because it was the best, but like it was just one of those times that I really forgot about, and now I got so happy when I just remembered it when you were talking about traditions. Yeah, it's not a tradition for us, but I think it's
but that's a tradition. That's such a full moon thing where you write down the things that you want to release, and then you burn it, or, like, I'm always here to set my house on fire, so I never burn it, but I'll, like, put it in water, or I'll rip it up, or sometimes I keep it just because I like to keep things, which is, like, completely defeats purpose.
The things I want to release, and then I just
keep it. But, yeah, that's, a full moon thing. You rip it so that you, like, release it, or you burn it so that you release it, kind of thing.
That makes sense.
That's nice.
Yeah. We should start doing that on full moons. Could have done it on Friday. Maybe I wouldn't be
so. We should do it.
Yeah.
We should do it.
You know, someone told me when I first moved into this space that, it was the guy that was supposed to, like, be inspecting the building to make sure I could get my business license. He was like, yeah, when I was a kid, I lived in Pilsen, and all the weird people lived around here, and they would have, like, seances in the middle of the courtyard at night, and we would watch them through the gate.
That's terrifying.
I know. But
also
I
so crazy.
Stands,
all the weird people are gone. I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
Not posting though.
She wouldn't let them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I would like to watch if that was still going on.
I mean, maybe on a seance like that, I'd be like, yo, I'm out. Like, I'm not fucking around with this shit. I have to not be around.
What even happens? I just picture a group of women in a circle.
At seances? That's when you're calling in spirits.
To bring them
around.
Okay.
I'd be like,
ghosts. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
We should do a full moon circle.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of the courtyard. Yeah. Just straight up and like
start
dance around naked.
Yeah.
Around the fire. Yes.
Yeah.
So witchy. I love it. Another tradition I have is I do a full year spread with my tarot cards.
Okay.
I pull a tarot card every single day just to kind of give me the vibe of the day, or I'll ask, you know, the universe a question. Normally I don't. I normally just want the vibe of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But for my full year, I do that. And it's always very interesting. And I did it last year. And I'm like pleasantly like, oh yeah, that was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Not that tarot should be about reading the future, but yeah, I do that every year.
That's
and
really
I did
cool.
a couple of, I did Jose's this year, and I did my Gat sister Nina's.
You're
gonna
and
I'm
going
to do Haley's. Our friend Joseph, who listens to this podcast, so shout out to Joseph. I'm going to do his. And yeah, we'll just see.
Yeah,
that's another tradition. That's really fun to just kind of see what the year ahead might hold.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't know why I feel like 2020 is such like a big thing this year.
I know.
Or this time. Like this new year just feels so epic compared to all the other ones.
I don't feel like it's epic yet. But
really?
I hope it is. Like
I'm
not feeling that yet. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I want to feel that. I hope it is.
Yeah.
I hope some big changes come.
I feel like a lot of changes in the air.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
That's good.
We'll see. But there will be change in the air. You're moving
out
of
this
place. Oh, for
sure. Yes, yeah.
And that, like, automatically, like, that one thing will cause so much change.
True.
Which is really exciting. And that's, like, not even towards the end of this year. That's
I know.
Before the middle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This half of the year.
This half of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
2020.
2020, baby.
So for our next week's or 2 weeks from now episode, we will be reading listener mail, and our first time it was just themed around stories of intuition and connecting with spirit and such. And this time we would like our listeners to send in stories about New Year's resolutions, intentions, traditions, feelings about the new year, anything of the sort having to do with 2020.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to hear everything. So send us.
Yes. Any insights you have, you could reach us on spirit.yulepodcast on Instagram. That's, I would say, the easiest way.
Yeah.
To DM us there. Slide into our DMs.
Yes.
And we also have an email. But you know what? Just Instagram it to us.
Right. Exactly. Instagram is great. DM.
Yes.
Connect with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know where we're going to go next time.
I know. So if you have any recommendations in Chicago, too, feel free to send those our way as well.
Yeah, or places that you want to go to but you haven't checked out yet. We can check it out.
Ye
get the scoop on the drinks.
Yes. Because, we can let you know what's up.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, and stay tuned for info on our Instagram, our stories, and for our next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, send us your stuff.
Right, exactly. We need stuff to read, okay?
Yeah. We'll discuss it, but... Send us some stuff.
Yeah, and figure out your natal signs, okay?
Right, we should do an episode about astrology.
Yeah.
But we would probably need a real person.
Yeah, if you know a real person.
Not one of us. Like, talk about astrology.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Also, reach out
to us. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, I love astrology. I love all the things.
Yeah, you do. I'm not naturally into them, but you make me want to be into them. I like listening to you talk about them.
Yeah. I'm naturally into them, but I'm also naturally into bouncing around. Like, that's the Gemini. Like, I'm like, oh, that sounds so cool. And then, like, go to the next thing.
Oh, totally. Same here. I almost started a food blog the other day.
Did you?
What am I doing?
That's hilarious.
I'm so busy. And then I was like, maybe I'll buy a camera to do some dance photography. And I was like, Haley, what are you trying to
do? You're wild.
I know. I don't have any time to even do what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. So. I almost started a travel blog.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, what am I doing? I have no time for this.
Right.
Remember
when we were like, we're going to do this every week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So stay tuned and we will catch you next time.
Yes. Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.